This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is August 25th, 2019. And everybody who follows sports knows really only one thing you could talk about right now. It's the sudden retirement of Andrew Luck. And we just want to take our tender time with it. And it started with this one pure and simple question. Is Andrew Luck a bust? So I got Calhoun and Lenny Self with me. And we are going to talk about, is he a bust? Kind of more so the bigger picture, the new modern football player. And we'll just go from there. It's a couple of topics where we talk about Andrew Luck specifically, but we're going to blow it out and talk about also kind of the direction football and football players are going. What's up, guys?
What's going on, D?
I almost want to disagree with you a little bit. Digital Darren, I think it's not just the Andrew Luck topic, but also how great your fantasy football is. Whatever commissioner you have, it just so happens Riley, Digital Darren is our commissioner.
Stop right there, because the people, the votes came back. They said they like Calhoun being the commissioner. So I was gonna send a text message today.
Nah, they said I can't be wrapped up in the scandal and still be commissioner. They demoted me. So this is what I'm saying right here. If they sit here and your commissioner had you draft, anytime this week, like a lot of motherfuckers did, and you get not only Andrew Luck going out, but Lamar Miller blow his ACL all the way to hell. But you need to get that kick your commissioner in the ass, especially if it's a pay-for league. Now, what's going on, fellas? What's going on, goats?
Now, you see Calhoun very passionate about fantasy football. That's why he should be the commissioner of Digital Darren Football League. That's what the people want.
I hand over to the better man for the job.
But I do want to blow out this question. And, Lennox, I want to ask you, should we be playing for preseason games?
I'm against the preseason. I mean, against, you know what I'm saying? Me, of course, like I know me and Rashad, man, we grew up going to the preseason game, loving them, checking out the team. It was a waste of time, really, man. Like I say, cut it down to two games, maybe, and the other two joint practice, call the other two joint practice, that's it. And get straight to it, I mean, but nah, you don't need them for preseason. That's an OD.
I think three is the magic number. Honestly, I was thinking, should it just be 2.5? Like, I always feel you need one game for your starters, one game for your rookies, you know, and one game to evaluate talent. But I wonder if you can condense two of those games and just give your starters a half a game to get it together. And then the other two games to evaluate people to see who, what, when, what rookies, people you're trying to keep, stuff like that. That's me personally. What you think, Calhoun?
So we discussed this before, and we said three, but I'll dial that back to two. It went just like you said. The first game is only getting a few days on them. The second game is for the pros, to your starters to get on in the groove. And then the third game is just for, you know, Jerry, nobody, Jimmy, who gives a fuck, and Buddy, who's going to get cut, go to a practice before. I think you should condense it to two. Your starters play the first game, and the second game go for your evaluations. And I think they should do it where – like they do many times in training camp, inner team scrimmages and shit. Yeah. So the team before you play on that week, y'all scrimmage and stuff like that. I think that's what they should tend to, and then everyone wins that week. The fans get to see that in their training camp and don't pay nothing, and you get to have that, and you get to, you know, showcase your talent or get a better evaluation of them. I just want to say this real quick: the hypocrisy of the NFL is so damaging. So the NFL is some full of shit. Here they changing all these fuck-ass rules. They doing all this stuff by Antonio Brown helmet. And all this in the name of safety. Yet and still, when it's all about the money, nothing changed. It's nothing for them to get rid of a preseason game. And their answer is get rid of a preseason game. When whatever preseason game you get rid of, add it to the regular season. No, keep the regular season 16 game and keep in the condensed preseason game that no one pays for. But they're so greedy, they're missing the mark here. And that's the hypocrisy of the NFL.
Wait. Cal, you gave me the question. You say take the game off and add it not to the regular season but to the playoff, right?
Yeah, I've seen two things. So they've been trying to do like for the last few years. We all seen they trying to make it 18 games instead of 16. I just seen something a little while ago. They're trying to do that whole make the playoffs one game more or add two more teams to the playoff type deal.
I think that'd be a good, you know what I'm saying, instead of adding to the regular season, just add, you know what I'm saying, another playoff team. Like, say, like an 8-8. I mean, somebody, you got to add another game in the playoff to where one of them team might, you know what I'm saying, or two more teams. You got to do that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I can see that too, but the whole problem comes in. I'd rather them do that. Okay, that's fine. Take away two preseason games and add one game, one playoff game. But the whole notion of all this shit and why you're changing all these whole ass rules and just watering down your product is in the name of safety. So you shouldn't be adding games, but you should be taking them away.
Yeah. See that too?
Yeah. So I guess
when you put letters to this bomb and Jula. Getting the hell on.
Oh, man. So, we're going to get to Izzy or Bush. What do you think of the timing of him doing this? Lannis?
Man, I don't blame him, man. I say whatever he felt the time and the need to do it, go ahead and do it, man. Like handle your life, man, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not feeling it all. I mean, I can't speak on what he's going through. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is, like, now, injury-wise, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can understand he probably want to get healthy, man. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is, he might come back. Who knows? I don't. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to call the guy a bum, you know what I'm saying? Cause, or a bust, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy, but, you know, shit, whatever the situation is, man, hey, handle your business. You don't play 86 games out of 100 or something. You know what I'm saying? But this man don't have collapse lung, all kind of shoulder surgery. Come on, man.
But
he got hurt late in the game.
Yeah, but that part. But part of one of my things is injury is a skill. Like, you don't get, this is a violent game. And so social media has been, who is him to say what to do with his body? The game is too, like, basically in social media, they've been making the case against football. You're going to get hurt playing football. That's just what it is. That's part of the game. So, like, you can't make excuses for somebody getting hurt and then saying, oh, they got hurt. Like, part of this is it's a tough man's game. Part of the game is being tough. If you can't take it, then, oh, well. And that's why, that's kind of why I see with Andrew Young. Calhoun, I'm sorry, I cut you off. What you going to say?
I didn't say nothing. Y'all go ahead.
So, like, that's part of the game. If you're not tough enough to take it, it doesn't matter. It don't matter how fast you are if you got a broke leg. It don't matter how strong you are if you got a broke arm. None of your athletic feats. It don't matter how smart you are. It don't matter how great you can read defenses. If you're not on the field, it don't matter. And that's ultimately what happened with Andrew Young. Andrew Luck. It don't matter.
Yeah, Andrew Young too,
it don't matter. Y'all, again, people talking about what he could have been. He never was going to be because he never was on the field.
Yes, you are, dude. Yes, if you want me, I'm gonna go ahead and break it down. Andrew Luck, 2012, played 16 games.
Hold on, before he get into that, let me answer that other question that you just posed, because Lynn is gonna take me the long
way
and get into it. That's a millennial ass answer. It's his body, what he says. Man, fuck all that. That's the problem right now. All this soft ass shit. I won't say he's a bust, I'll say he's a pussy. And then the other thing about his mindset, the timing of it was terrible. It was like he was on the sideline and went, man, fuck this shit, I quit. How the fuck you in the third game of the preseason, and all of a sudden, man, fuck it, I'm done. And then his thing isn't physically, I'm done, mentally, I just can't get back in the game. You sissy, soft-ass motherfucker, you. And then you fuck the team. I'm glad I'm not a coach, man. Thank God we got Matt Ryan. He'll never pull that type of shit.
That man, the coach didn't take care of that man at all, man. And after they drafted that man, they didn't take care of that man, bro. They didn't. They just drafted two linemen in the first round this past season. They just did that. He came back and won comeback player of the year. You know what I'm saying? All the other linemen been drafted. They didn't draft no linemen to the seventh round. They drafted three people after they drafted a quarterback.
Come on. Yeah, but that's a different argument. So, like, if you want to – and it goes back to if you want to blame – ownership, management, that's one thing. But he's not on the field. So, like, yeah, they're interrelated, but ultimately you have to be on the field, regardless of who they strut out. All these people are professionals.
But he been on the field, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
What field are you looking at? Because he ain't been on the field I've been looking at.
Yes, the man. That's why I was just going to run down the numbers.
Go run down the numbers.
2012, 16 games. He played 16 games. 2013, 16, he started 16. 2014, 16 and 16. 2015, 7. And he played 7. In 2016, he played 15, started 15. Then one game, 2008, he missed the whole 2017 with an injury. Came back last year and went 16 for 16. So when he not on the field.
So, he played the whole season and another season he went on the field.
Yeah, he missed four out of 6 years.
I mean, I can other quarterback, you know, so I can go down there. They don't been hurt 2-3 times.
I don't know what all his whole injury.
Let me see if I can find his injury report.
Who, Matt Ryan?
Andrew Luck, how long he been? I mean, like I say, with all his injuries. Now, I refer to the man don't been sacked. That's what I wanted to say. The man don't been sacked 174 times, man. In 4 years, he don't been healthy to play.
Deshaun Watson got sacked 55 times last year alone.
He got sacked 62 times last year. He was hurt. Then don't forget, he was hurt. He's going to be out of here in a minute. They ain't take care of these people, man.
So what about Matt Ryan? What did they say about the quarterbacks who do stay?
Hey, Matt Ryan is just, like I say, out here.
He an Iron Man. You can say he an Iron Man. We understand.
He ain't better than that. Like I said, Andrew Luck, man. That man had 174 touchdowns. Already, like I said, in his short time. Like, that's pretty short time and in yards. Shit, y'all on Matt Ryan ass. Every season he done went for 23, 23, 40. He went 15 1 year. He ain't played the rest of them. He missed the year. He went for 31, 39.
Who, Andrew Luck? That sounds pretty shitty. He went for 23s and 15s.
So that would have been for 2 years.
It don't matter. That sounds pretty shitty.
You want me to run Matt Ryan for 2 years out now, dude?
Again,
you want to make this a quarterback comparison because our quarterback's still playing 11 years in. This bitch can't get 5 years under his belt.
Matt Ryan's just robbing the bank.
So this is what you talk about robbing the bank. Then that motherfucker just signed a big deal.
And the Colts ain't going
to
get
it's the easier bust because, again, you have to be on the field in order to play, in order to make these plays, in order to help this franchise, you have to be on the field. But I just wrote down
his whole damn career. The man was on the field not just 2 years. He missed 2 years out of six. He don't been the league 6 years.
And then he retired. So he played 4 years and retired. How the fuck are you? I don't understand what's so big about this motherfucker. He played 4 years and retired, sir.
Played six.
He was hurt, too.
He was out, too.
Yeah, he was hurt too, yeah.
So he played 4 years and retired.
No. He wasn't hurt too. He missed one. He missed 1 year. He played.
I want to play seven in another, right?
He played 7 1 year, 15 another. I say he just missed 1 year.
He missed over a year. So he played 4 years and some change. Now, how is it? I don't give a damn if you have the best worker you've ever hired for your business. This motherfucker make your shit work. But out of 200 working days, this bum bitch is only here for 60 of them. How good of an employee is it?
He's full-time Pro Bowl, and I'm sure in them 4 years he played.
Man, I'm talking about some Pro Bowl.
Andy Dalton got 3 Pro Bowls. And Andrew Luck Pro Bowl because he replacing people. He wasn't no first selection Pro Bowl.
Hey, nah, but see, in them 5, conclude last year, in 5 years he played, he damn, the 2016, they went 8-7. You know what I'm saying? He ain't just been no every other year he been winning though. 11-5, 11-5, 11-5, 10-6, 8-7. He went 2-5. He got them. He played some guy. They were 2-5. Got his ass hurt. He got him up out of there. Yeah, they don't got them through 15 touchdowns and 12 picks.
So you saying that's good, Andrew Luck, on 15 touchdowns and 12 picks?
No, I said, but that year, he ain't finished that year. But I'm saying he
sucked that year.
No, he did his first 2 years. You don't mean to run Matt Ryan first 2 years off.
We don't need to talk about Matt Ryan. We talking about Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but you call him a bust. His first 2 years off the rip, off the muscle, he eat Matt Ryan shit up. And you say he didn't even win Rookie of the Year. He did.
Matt Ryan won Rookie of the Year.
His numbers are better than Matt Ryan this
year. Matt Ryan won Rookie of the Year.
But this guy's numbers are better than Matt Ryan this first year.
Matt Ryan won Rookie of the Year. It matter what the impact you have. Obviously, he ain't had no impact on the team.
The Colts went to the playoffs. They went 11-5, took him to the playoffs. He had threw for 4,000 yards, 23 touchdowns. He had 18 picks. He was sacked 41 times that year. 7 game winning drive. He played NFL with game winning drive.
So let me ask you this, because you finna skew the numbers to make Andrew Luck look good. In your mind, he not a bust, right?
No, he not a bust.
Okay. Calhoun, is he a bust?
It's close. He produced when he was there, but he's, I don't know. It's
most people aren't. Very few people who get drafted who are considered busts aren't busts because they don't have the skill set or because their skill set don't translate to the next level. Most of these motherfuckers will be busts because they can't stay on the field. Like, it's very few Ryan Leafs in this bitch.
I'm going to take it the same way I did in our group chat. I think he's 10 times worse than this player, but do you think so I'm going to ask you, do you think Bo Jackson was a bust?
No.
Okay, well, Andrew Luck's numbers, his numbers for a QB ain't too far from Bo Jackson's number as a running back.
But Bo Jackson
both played about the same amount of time.
So the reason I wouldn't say Bo Jackson is a bust because part that's not Andrew Luck is they drafted him to be a savior and thing. Bo Jackson was just a motherfucker who was a loaded team, got Luck and got him.
They already had Marcus Allen on the motherfucker.
Yeah, so part of this is like the situation you come into, which is the part he can't control. Remember, the Colts threw Peyton Manning aside, were like, hey, we're going for Andrew Luck. And they got Andrew Luck. And he didn't, wherever the Peyton Manning left the Colts, he didn't take him any further.
Yes, see, yeah, the man had record in the years he played, they were 53-33.
Yeah, but they weren't no real threat to do anything. Like, we all.
Wow, he got him in the house. He took him in the playoff. How did he win the threat? He took him to the playoff. They have 4 times.
Did you think they were a threat?
What the fuck they do in the playoff?
What damn shit, man. If you around here losing a damn Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in the
playoff. That ain't who you lost to last year, so you can't that shit.
We lost to last year.
Nah, they beat the Texans. They lost in the second round.
Who he lost to?
They lost to the Chargers last year. Lamar Jackson lost to the Chargers.
Patriot. Every time he don't beat, he lost to the Patriots.
Nah, the Patriots beat the Chargers last year, wasn't it?
Nah, he lost to the goddamn Chargers.
Yeah, he did lose to the Chargers.
Okay, well that's what I'm thinking about. The fumble, you what if now the flake shit he was crying about, or the linebacker was talking.
Oh, the Patriots beat the hell out of their
head. Yeah, the Patriots beat Andrew Luck like 40-something to 10. That was the first year.
They were talking about a fat ball, but it did. When they ran it down, they throw it to them. They didn't need the damn ball. They ran out the ball. They had 2 running backs over 100 yards in the game.
Yeah, but that's the point. Andrew Luck always been good, but he was always that rapper who was bubbling but could never do that single, that hit single. Man, he always been the level below.
This man threw for 40 touchdowns, led NFL. Yeah, he led NFL.
When did he throw for 40
touchdowns? 2014. Throw for 39 last year.
So I think one of the biggest problems with Andrew Luck is he was well overhyped. Nothing that leads to this bust discussion.
How is he overhyped?
What do you mean? Because he was an essential motherfucker who had all that hype and didn't do a goddamn thing. What he did?
I was like, the man throw 43 his first year. 43.
Don't bring no numbers to me now, because that's the first argument you had when we talked Matt Ryan. So don't bring no fuck-ass number to me now.
I'm talking about that. His numbers adding up, though. The man had 4,700 yards, and he had down 40. He led NFL touchdown.
So let's shorten it up like this. Let me ask you this, Lenny.
That's what quarterbacks do.
Were the Colts ever a real threat to you?
They young. The Colts ain't
had no. That's a long way of saying no.
What the hell is Kansas City? Is Kansas City young? Was that a real threat last year? Yes. Is that a real threat again this year? Yes.
Kansas City ain't got no damn defense still.
No, Kansas City ain't got no Patrick. In fact, Kansas City got Patrick Mahomes and not goddamn Star Rad, Paper Mache, goddamn Andrew Luck.
They ain't got no damn defense neither, so they won't be there. You can remember that.
They was in the NFC Championship last year, sir.
Yeah, they got there and took out it.
They should have won that game.
Yeah, but he was outside thanks to D Ford being outside.
Yeah, but again, that's the point. So we're gonna bring this back, Andrew Luck. The point about Andrew Luck is he always had numbers.
Well, wait a minute. I just said, that brings me something back to what I said. Andrew Luck got his ass kicked by Brady 1 year. I mean, a couple times he don't been to playoff. Damn, see, Brady just got down beat Patrick Mahomes last year. Showed him. Oh, but you gonna give me an extra down? I'm finna fuck you, what? That's what he did. Come on, man. Andrew Luck ain't no butts, man. Oh, y'all tripping, man.
You know who Andrew Luck is, though?
Y'all ain't never had no serious injury right now. He just said he mentally tired. That man had a fucking punctured lung. What? Man, niggas get punctured lungs every day, B.
Ain't that what Donovan McNabb had that year? He was like, he couldn't even breathe.
What you talking about? Man, Terrell Owens said Donovan McNabb. Bitch, I don't want to hear shit about him. His alcoholic ass. Fuck him.
But you would suck Andrew Luck off.
Oh, fuck, the nigga would suck off the crack. You look like this.
Man, that's all nigga was saying. Goddamn, Donovan McNabb was fucked. T.O. said that shit. He ain't get up. That's what he said. How they lost the Super Bowl. He said he called his ass a fat point, so he a bitch.
Oh, Donovan McNabb got to be all that. But what about this Andrew Luck, though, who got there, was on the sideline at the game and announced his retirement?
Was you mad with Barry Sanders saying he was leaving the game?
Nah, he played 10 years. He played 10 years.
Robert Smith? You forgot about Robert
Smith. Robert Smith wasn't even important enough to really care about.
You crazy. D. Robert Smith was told that thing.
He was. He averaged 1,500 yards a year, but most people wouldn't even know who Robert Smith was.
Yeah. But true football players like us, we know who Robert Smith is. So come on, man.
But Lenny, he took the money and retired the next year. Lenny, that man took the money and retired a year later.
That shit don't matter when you leave. Man, that man, hey.
So do he need to get the money back to them people, Lynch?
If that's what they choose to do.
Nah, shit. He say, hey, I'm retiring. Here's the money back I didn't play for.
Yeah, nah. You know what? Fuck, nah. I wouldn't get shit back. I don't got broke up. Nah, I ain't getting y'all shit back. Fuck y'all.
So let me ask you this.
They man here playing it like this. What kind of shit it is?
So let me ask you this question. The Colts,
I don't got broke up.
The Colts fans booed him yesterday. Do you think that was deserved?
Hey. Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
Hey, what he should have did went out of that motherfucker with the Birdman hat rug. I got you now $53 million. Well, be careful. I might come back and play for the Patriots later.
So Calhoun, should he have gotten booed?
Ferociously. He should have got booed with more vitriol than he got booed. I was looking by crackers around there crying and carrying on. The other cracker took his shirt off. Like, what am I going to do now? He let them folk They did that definition leaving the fucking motherfucker high and dry. Boy, he let them for high and dry. Now they got to go out there with goddamn Tony Brisket and goddamn Henderson.
Wait a minute, So you don't even know Jacoby Brissett,
though. Jacoby Brisket, man.
He's from Florida.
Get the barbecue sauce up, man. Andrew Luck, they have to do them folk like that, man.
That's another guy who was a perfect example of what we were saying about who probably could have went to a HBC and probably still got drafted regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He tried to throw me out of court. Keep talking about this bum Andrew Luck that really, that we keep talking, really turned out to be more and more of a bust.
Andrew Luck ain't no damn bum. I don't give a damn what y'all say, man.
But how he is?
Come on, that man would hit 174 times. The coach didn't give a damn about that man.
So you think other? So let me ask you this: you don't think Cam Newton didn't do it just as much as Andrew Luck have?
More.
Yeah. I like Cam. Cam do a thing too.
Who the better quarterback?
I mean, shit. Andrew Luck just a better passer.
Cam Newton's more accomplished.
I think they by even. Shit.
One got an MVP in the Super Bowl appearance.
Right.
Guess who got the MVP in the Super Bowl appearance?
One of them got over that hump. You got to get over that hump, though. Do you know that? You got to get over that hump.
That same hump Cam and Matt Ryan got over. That's why they in the class above Andrew Luck.
Hey, man. You said it was bust. I ain't calling no bust.
What you calling him? Incomplete? Is that what you call him? Hey, man, is a what is? You don't even know what to call this motherfucker.
I say he called it quick, bro. I mean, shit, I can't be mad with him.
So that's what happens when you don't get them boys in the hood and got that hungry anymore.
When that man
came for money. That's why he said
when he was on the field, that man showed he was an NFL quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think the highlight shit. When he was doing the South, he was making good passes. Home came in the league and he did his thing. I can't knock him, bro. Russell Wilson, them fucking people proven, man. I can't take nothing away from that man. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson said, "Boy, I'm done today." Boy, shit, but Russell Wilson was a hell of a, he was a good one. Boy.
He's a Super Bowl champion. So let me come back and ask you this. Because Calhoun made a good point. Andrew Luck is Carmelo without the experience. So I agree with that. The best thing about Andrew Luck was his comeback of the year award, which is a very easy award for a quarterback to get.
Don't disrespect that because he could have got MVP, but he didn't because Patrick Mahomes blew the league up.
He wasn't even nowhere near MVP.
The man led the league in damn touchdown, and he went to the playoffs.
He didn't lead the league in touchdown when Mahomes won the MVP. What are you talking about?
Yeah, if Patrick Mahomes didn't have 50, that boy would have had.
But it was nowhere near. Like, Andrew Luck wasn't nowhere near the MVP. Matt Ryan was getting just as much MVP talking Andrew Luck again.
Wisnay's number was better than Matt Ryan's number, bro.
You crazy as hell. You smoking good, though. How the hell it was? Matt Ryan was third in the guy in passing. He was third in touchdown. He was fourth in QBR. Matt Cracker won none of that shit. He was just number two in touchdown. He went top five in passing yards or QBR.
He had 4,700 yards.
Matt Ryan had 49. Matt Ryan had 4,900.
Wait a minute, they right here. He had 45.
There you go, pulling numbers out his ass.
39-15.
That's twice the interception Matt Ryan had.
Nah, they were 10-6. They were 10-6.
This man
don't have four better years than Matt Ryan. I'm talking about four good ones, man.
Matt Ryan went 13-3 twice. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about his long.
This man just got some hatred going on. That's why you smack off every cracker but the cracker in your own backyard. You just like these hoes.
I'm talking about this man's number.
So let bring it back to Andrew Luck. Let leave Matt Ryan out of this for a minute. Let bring it back to Andrew Luck. Linus, you don't think Andrew Luck is a bust, right?
I sure don't.
Calhoun.
Y'all sound like some bud who ain't never been here before. That's all I'm saying.
So, Calhoun, you say he the Brandon Rhodes football. Explain that to the listeners.
You say what?
Calhoun, explain what that comment mean, Brandon Roy football. Explain it to the listeners.
We had a high ceiling supposedly with Portland. Had great talent with Portland. He was supposed to be able to do this and do that, but he could not stay healthy and ended up ending his career prematurely. That's exactly what happened. We can't even say Andrew Luck is like Carmelo because he hasn't done it like Carmelo for as long as Carmelo have. And Andrew ain't been a Carmelo repertoire, but he's exactly Brandon Roy. And they played about the same amount of year. If he can stay healthy, no telling what he could be. Sky's the limit. Say that if you don't see it.
If fucking Brandon Roy, did he make the NBA All-Star for you?
He probably did. Brandon Roy's an All-Star in the NBA, buddy.
He was a three-time All-Star. He was a three-time All-Star.
Okay.
He was a rookie of the year. Brandon Roy was a rookie of the year.
Okay. We talking about a full-time Pro Bowl. He was short one.
Hold on. Let him
How many years Brandon Roy played?
Brandon Roy played 5 years.
Okay, get him out of here.
What? Your guy played four.
Played four, he made.
Man, this man looking more and more like a
black. 5 years. He played 5 years and he made three All Star. You say he made three All Star games?
And a rookie of the year.
Did he ever lead the league in anything?
No, he didn't lead the league in anything.
Points, steals.
What?
And Rick of the Year, like, damn, they're like Pro Bowl votes and shit. Like, I keep Rick. Rick of the Year just like the Pro Bowl. I mean, sometimes that shit be like that. He made the Pro Bowl? Come on, man.
Just like what Andrew Luck made.
I mean, Andrew, you gotta look at the numbers, bro.
Andrew Luck was a sub two of them years. So what are you talking about, Lance?
I mean, shit, Matt Ryan got reserved. So what the fuck? I'd rather be a second. I might not be the first one. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Tom Brady or something like that. But shit, ain't nobody got down. I ain't get invited because Tom Brady didn't want to go.
Then what happened? He got invited because Russell Wilson was in the Super Bowl.
The phone called up. Phillip Rivers, they called up.
Big Ben.
Andrew Luck. They called up Andrew Luck. And then somebody else. Who would have started? Tom Brady, but he went down for it. Nah, it was Patrick Mahomes. That was what it was. Patrick Mahomes, Luck, and damn Phillip Rivers.
And that's the thing. That's why he's bust, because you saying where he could have been instead of he was this.
This man, the record is 500. I can see if he was 33-55. He's 55-33. He's not a bust.
Yeah, but let's throw your guy Jameis Winston into this.
Ryan Leaf is a bust.
So let's throw your guy Jameis Winston into this, who's seriously considered, he's approaching bust status himself. But
that didn't pull his numbers up?
I mean, you can pull his records up, and this is the point I'm going to get to. Jameis Winston don't go to the playoffs because of the division he is. Andrew Luck goes to the playoffs because of the division he in. Andrew Luck ain't playing nobody.
Man, this shit is football. Ain't no goddamn. Hey, man, these folks. Hey, man, ain't scrubs over here. No, man.
Well, make sure you.
That's the whole reason why the Patriots keep going. That scrub ass division.
Everybody out there hitting.
No, man, you know the AFC South was down until recently. Come on, now cut that.
I'm saying, but damn, when they be playing the Steelers, they beat the Steelers. When they play,
they beat the Steelers.
Yeah, so Cap, I understand Lynn's point. He don't feel Andrew Luck a bust. He feel like Andrew Luck is being treated unfairly because he been hurt. I concede that point. He been hurt, so he may not be being treated as fairly. But Calhoun, I will agree with you. He's Brandon Roark, somebody who had a lot of talent who couldn't stay on the field, and he may not be a bust, but there needs to be a certain category where you put him in, and it shouldn't be a unfulfilled potential type thing, because Brandon Roark came into the league with injuries. Andrew Luck got his injuries in the league. So I was arguing with people. I think Colts fans have every right to boo him. And I said they should boo him for this fact. He got overpaid and he underperformed. That's the main problem I have with Andrew Luck. He hasn't, people, like you said, he's being credited for killing the Yeti. He just killed the dog on the highway. And so I think that's one of the problems with Andrew Luck.
Run some quarterback numbers off.
Please,
what
like,
number? Can I please run some numbers?
Nah, because every time I run out Matt Ryan number, you always have a big them numbers inflated. No. Run out what number?
I mean, we'll just expose the guy. We'll do that off the phone.
He like number when it ain't Matt Ryan numbers.
Yeah, remind me to go ahead, D. Finish it up.
No, so I was just saying, like, we were talking about how Andrew Luck at Brandon Roark. He may not be a bust, but he's in his category, and I don't know what that category is. It's less than unfilled potential. But on the flip side, the people of Indianapolis have a right to be mad because he got overpaid and underperformed. Do you think Andrew Luck lived up to his contract? Or even came close to it? And my answer is no. Calhoun, what you think?
Hell no. Nah. I think he got down and put the money in the bag. No man. He robbed them folks.
What about you, Lynn?
It ain't even a thought. Okay, so if he would have retired, this would have been a different discussion. We'd be this to neighbor. This motherfucker was on the sideline and we're just saying, fuck it, I quit.
Lynn, what you think?
Calhoun, people had already had. They had discussion. The shit had done leaked out. You know what I'm saying? Why the man was under demand? I already said they had a prick on everything was going to be set up. Everybody they had already knew that, man. They leaked the shit out. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think the man the bus. You know what I'm saying? And I think when he explained to me, shit, hey, man, that's what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? If they wanted it back, I'm pretty sure he would have gave it back. The owner said that shit. Nah, we not looking for no money back. So why the hell is he gonna get that shit back? The damn owner said, we don't want it back. Come on, man. That's why I say shit. Barron, son, all them, you know what I'm saying? We all of them folks with the same.
Come on, we can't compare him to them, though. That's not a different. Barron, son, played 9 years. Jim Brown played 9 years. Yeah. No, this is different.
Yeah, when we call Barry Sanders the greatest because we seen him and what he did in a short time. He didn't fit that Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders left. He wouldn't even finish back.
Barry Sanders wasn't even in the conversation of what he was doing. Barry Sanders was goddamn probably 8 games away from breaking the NFL record.
Man, yeah, but he went. Yeah, he didn't finish shit neither. He was just goddamn running that motherfucker up. Hitman, get what Hitman was doing. He was running. But get what we were doing. We said, bear son of the bear. I say bear son of the bear. I see. But he didn't even finish.
It still ain't what Andrew Luck just did. You just mentioned the motherfucker only played four seasons. Ow.
Yeah, and get what he bought. He bought.
Hey, wait.
Goddamn, if I play 6 years, if I was in the NFL 6 years, I played 4 out here. gave y'all 4 years. We got them to the play to the playoffs. Five last year. God damn.
What the hell is going to the playoff mean these days? Look, that, did you get a, what did you win for that? Darren, what you win for going to the playoff these days?
I mean, see, I'm getting, you know what I'm saying? We going. I mean, see, it's going to take more. I'm going to need everything on board. But that man, he doing his job. Y'all saying, man, I mean, we'll get on that shit later, man. But I say, man, at home got down, but you losing. You losing. To some elite motherfucker like y'all missing. They just got the line back. They trying to build that shit back up. I ain't saying they got that. You know what I'm saying? They can win it all, but shit, they damn sure contenders. It got to be contender to get the playoff, and he a big player. Yeah. Damn sure a big. Like I say, shit, he the same thing. He like filling room.
Darren, did you see what they did last year, Darren?
The Colts, they weren't no threat for nothing.
What did they do last year?
Nothing.
They went 10-6.
What the fuck is 10-6? That ain't doing shit in the SARAD division, the SARAD conference, and then get his ass whooped in the second round. What difference is in it? This shit, mate?
Getting the playoff, man. That's how they wrong. That was where it started. Playoffs.
And his ceiling and the height that's around him is he's supposed to be better than Jake into the playoff. Let's be honest. He ain't supposed to be going to no goddamn playoff. Lamar Jackson going to the playoff is an accomplishment. God damn it. Andrew Luck going to the playoff ain't no goddamn accomplishment. But like I said, Andy Dalton going to the playoff. Matt Ryan going to the playoff. That ain't no accomplishment. They're supposed to go to the playoff.
He just ain't got the longevity, bro. But I say I put his four years up again. You know, quarterback.
Two of those years with 23 and 15 touchdowns, Lynn.
You say what? Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you want me to run off first 2 years Yeah, you know, I'm just naming Matty out because y'all suck him out so much.
So right.
Y'all just suck him out so much. I wouldn't even be talking about it because I say he.
Talk about the MVP first 2 years, Lennox. That'll make you feel better. Talk about Matt Ryan first 2 years.
First 2 years, goddamn, he did 16 to. He did 34,000 to 16. 29, 22 touchdowns. Then he came back 3,728. Then he came. Came back the fourth year, 40-29 touchdown. You want to put it first 4 years up? Get Andrew Luck first 4 years.
No, let's put it last 4 years up.
You can put it first 4 years up. In the first 4 years, he went to the conference championship.
So you want to put Matt Ryan best 4 years up again? Ryan Leaf, but not Ryan Leaf, but
no, yeah, you said it right, Ryan Leaf.
No, because Matt Ryan an MVP.
But I'm saying, do you want to put his best, his MVP year that kid 4 years?
So let's wrap it up with this, Linda, because we're going back and forth. Who would you rather have, Andrew Luck or Matt Ryan?
Andrew Luck.
After he just quit on his team, this is the shit I'm talking about. It don't even make no sense.
I'm talking about.
Coach fans would rather have Andrew Luck at this moment, man. Come on, now y'all.
I'm talking about even with all that, I'd rather have. Even if he didn't quit, like Andrew Luck, I'd take Andrew Luck in 4 years.
It's a goddamn shame.
You can take Matt Ryan best 4 years. I'd take Andrew Luck best 4 years.
And you know what you would do, Lennox? You would be 8-8 half of 3 of them years.
No, I wouldn't.
In the NFC South, you would.
I'd be 11-5. I'd be got it.
Quiet as hell. Andrew Luck numbers
are
too far
for them
to win.
Nah, I take that back. You take that back. I have Julio too. So I probably be goddamn turned.
He got T.Y. Hilton, so what
did
that
shit
say?
Like that. But T.Y. Hilton ain't no goddamn Julio.
T.Y. Hilton do 90% of the shit Julio do.
Nah, man, he ain't Julio.
T.Y. stretched that field.
T.Y. Hilton is good. And this ain't out there with the second to not in first. T.Y. Hilton good, but he not Julio good.
T.Y. on that level. He at the bottom tier of that level. T.Y. Hilton a Pro Bowler every year, too.
He on Julio left?
He at the bottom of that. T.Y. Hilton underrated like a motherfucker now. Think about it. Andrew Luck man hurt the year. T.Y. still began hit 1,300 yards.
Let me see. Let me check out T.Y. right here. I know T.Y. he'll be balling. He be going, but I'm saying shit. When he
man, he ain't going to sit here and try to discredit T.Y. Hilton to boost up that crap.
I ain't discrediting him.
This man is a shame.
Oh, I remember T.Y. Hilton when he was in high school.
Man, you need to know what he be doing in the pro then. This man is a shame. Man, sit here and
hey, Lenny, T.Y. Hilton. Here go T.Y. Hilton stats right now. I'll read you T.Y. Hilton stats right here, Lenny. His first year was 2012 with Andrew Luck. He had 50 catches for 860 yards, 7 touchdowns. The next year, he had 80 catches, 1,100 yards, 5 touchdowns. The next year, he had 82 catches, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns. The next year, he had 7 catches, 1,200 yards, 5 touchdowns. The next year, he had 90 catches, 1,500 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Oh, so he's a full-time Pro Bowler, too.
Hey, next year...
Fuck off! He led the league.
Who?
He led the league in receiving yards.
Told you, T.Y. Hilton and Andrew Luck probably wasn't even there that year.
In 2016, yes, he was.
T.Y. get in number regardless. You done said Andrew Luck. T.Y. just had 1,300 yards last year.
Yeah, well, Andrew.
He had 1,000 yards the year before that. The man done reeled off. He had 968.
He had 12. He had 12 with Andrew Luck, man. He came 2017 without Andrew Luck. He had 9.
What he had the other year? Andrew Luck was hurt.
He be hurt too now. Hold on, we ain't talking about how many games he played. He be hurt too.
Who?
T.Y. Hilton now. Who?
Nah, T.Y. Hilton got them. He played 15 games, started one game. He got them played 16 games, started 10. He got them play 15-15, 16-15, 16-16.
T.Y. Hilton to come back. Oh.
He don't play. And he don't put up some goddamn. He don't.
Now that go back to what we said. T.Y. Hilton is a dog. And so I don't sit here and try to discredit that Ryan Tomas and Andrew Logan ain't got. You know, we got fucking T.Y. Hilton.
I ain't discrediting T.Y. Hilton. But I'm saying, you saying 2012, Andrew Luck started. T.Y. Hilton, the goddamn play, what it was. Tonight he played. He started one game. Caught 800. Yeah, he caught 800.
Lennis, T.Y. Hilton been balling. He got 5 years over 1,000 yards. Yeah. What are you talking about? He had 1,000 yards when Andrew Luck was hurt. Andrew Luck, I mean, 2 years, he done had 1,000 yards every year, self in rookie year and one other year.
He played 7 games in 2017. He didn't get 1,000 yards. He only had 57 catches.
What year Andrew Luck played 7 games?
2015. He caught 69 balls, 5 touchdowns.
And he had a 1,200 yard. What are you talking about?
He had 11.
Oh, my God. So, let's go back to our phone. Can we get all of this? Is this bum a bust?
Without Andrew Luck, he had 904 touchdowns. With Andrew Luck, oh, boy, he getting his zone. Party time.
No, he don't. He only, his career high is only 7 touchdowns in 1 year.
You want to look at Julio shit? No, why you going all over the place? Listen, let's see back to who's on my head. It's just a bus. He might not be a bus. I don't know, but what I will say is, you need to go to Yellow Brick Road and find some heart. Because that's what he ain't got. And that's why he's trash. Is it a bus? Probably. That's my opinion.
So let's wrap it up like this, because we've been all over the map for 50 minutes. Lynn, was Andrew Luck ever a top 5 quarterback?
Yes, sir.
Listen, why motherfucker win? I knew you were going to say yes. I knew it.
The 4 years he played.
He won never over Brady, Breeze, Manning, and Rodgers.
Nah, I ain't never said he was over goddamn.
So then he ain't top five then.
He was in the mix. Yes, sir.
I'm saying,
like, if it were Brady, Breeze, Drew Brees, Brady, Breeze, Andrew Luck.
No. Whoa.
Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, and then Russell.
No, take out Russell. Nah, them years he talking about two. Hold on. Let me talk.
Think about Andrew Luck, Andrew Young. I mean,
Let me talk. Because on first couple years, when you talk about Andrew Luck was snapping, Peyton Manning was over in Denver doing their thing. So it was Brady, Breeze, Manning, Roger. Andrew Luck went, Ben Roethlisberger was good back then. 2012.
He led the league.
In what? In 2012, what he led the league in?
Goddamn, that man, Tooth got that. Yeah, I mean, he ain't throwing
number there.
He throwing 4,000 yards.
Did he lead the league? He wasn't leading the league back then. Motherfucker was throwing for 5,000. Drew Brees was throwing for 5,000 yards every year.
Shit, Matthew Stafford was throwing for 5,000 yards back then.
That's the point, Lenny. Just tell me what year he been a top five quarterback. Give me one year he was a top five quarterback, Lenny. In your mind. He ain't even got to be stacked.
I'm finna see. 2012, the Colts offense with number 7 in the league.
Damn, what he asked you. What year was he top five quarterback with a question? I
want to
know.
I'm
going to see. I'm going to
see.
Where year
he was top five quarterback.
Ain't got to be numbers-wise in your mind.
Oh, he's
talking
about tag him sometime.
I'm going to pull up the quarterbacks.
Pull it out your ass. You better pull it out your ass.
I'm going to pull up the quarterbacks 2012. See what they.
You know, don't even go to his rookie year. That ain't his best year. Why would you not call it his best year? His rookie year is not his best year, sir. Okay. So you might as well go to a year where you think he was the man.
Okay. I'm going to run him off and see where he is.
We've done the QB Steakhouse for years here. We can just go back into our archives and come up with the QB Steakhouse. I bet it ain't now time. Goddamn Lenny said he's top five. I can bet you.
So 2012, he was number 7. You got New Orleans, Drew Brees was number 1. You had Matthew Stafford, you had Tony Romo.
You ain't got to go by stats.
What are you doing? You know damn well when nobody making no Tony Romo, Matthew Stafford, they top 5 QB, Lenny. Come on now.
Tony Romo, top 5.
Tell a friend,
this man
going crazy.
All right, this been digitaldarren.com. Thank you guys for listening.
Make
sure to tell a friend. This been digitaldarren.com. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to tell a friend.